It's just coming up to 8 minutes to eight. Business again from Brian.
Call AIM-listed Botswana Diamonds has an update on exploration progress in the east of the African country. Magnetic surveys have identified a number of drillable targets which it's thought could contain diamondiferous kimberlite structures. Drilling of five holes in the area will begin in the new year. Well, attention is beginning to turn to next Wednesday's budget. It now looks like a property tax will come in at around €200 per 100,000 that the property is worth. Aidan Byrne, a tax partner with accounting firm Baker Tilly Ryan Glennon, has been looking at property tax regimes across Europe and is here. Aidan, you're welcome. This 0.2% rate that's been talked about, is this generally in line with expectations?
Good morning, Brian. The 0.2% following the survey we did would be on the low end of the rates that are struck around Europe. We don't have full details yet, and perhaps the 0.2 is reflective of the fact that we already have bin charges, and perhaps there's talk of water charges. So, you know, the 0.2 perhaps will be reflective of the fact that, you know, other charges apply, whereas in most other countries there's one fixed charge to cover all public services provided.
And looking at those other countries, you say the 0.2% coming in at the lower end. How far does it extend out towards? Where is the higher end?
The higher end is in Portugal, where it goes up to 0.8% of the value of the property. In each country, the valuation method that is used varies. Most countries don't use the open market value of the property, which is what seems to be suggested here. There's different valuation methods, most of which seem to be something in the order of 25% or so less than the actual, you know, market value if the property was being sold.
Now, that open market property value, it may be difficult to determine here because we probably, you could say, we don't have a functioning property market. So how will that value come about?
Indication is that it's going to be self-assessment, which means that each individual will have to make a return based on what they believe the market value to be. With self-assessment comes the possibility that in future the revenue commissioners, who appear to be the people likely to be looking after this tax, may, in the event of the property being sold, may have a look at that. And I suppose there could be, you know, potential issues down the road, shall we say.
So people down the road could find out that they're actually facing higher property tax retrospectively?
Yeah. I think that's one of the big difficulties we have, because there is no real market at the moment with so few houses being sold. You know, people are going to have to make a best estimate.
There was a lot of argument and debate about the possible introduction of a site value tax. Did any other countries go for this model, and would this have been a better option here?
I think the only people who sort of look at that system currently are the UK. They have a rate system similar to the one we had back in the 70s. The type of charges in the UK seem to be higher than most other countries, with your typical £150,000 house, the rates on that would be something in the order of 1,100 sterling.
The government are going to have quite a bit of a PR job to do on this one after the household tax.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Commission of Taxation reported some time ago that it was important that we extended the tax base beyond pure income taxes. And perhaps it's unfortunate that maybe when the country was in better shape that this particular issue wasn't grappled. Introducing any additional taxes in the current climate will be very difficult.
OK, Aidan Byrne of Baker Tilly Ryan Glennon, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. Just a quick look at the currencies. The euro buys just over $1.30 and 81 pence sterling.